Here's the whole key. You don't have to seek the blessing. Seek God, and the blessings will seek after you. This is where we miss it. Often we think, I have to get the promotion. I have to meet this person. I have to get my career going faster. And yes, we have to use our talents, be determined, take steps of faith. But you can stay in peace. You can live at rest, knowing that because you're honoring God, the right people will find you. The right opportunities will track you down. Proverbs 13 says, "The wealth of the ungodly will eventually find its way into the hands of the righteous, for whom it has been laid up." Notice, because you're the righteous, there's something God has laid up for you. The good news is, at the right time, eventually, it's going to find you. That means right now, something is looking for you. Not defeat, struggle, lack. You are the righteous. Favor is looking for you. Good breaks are looking for you. Healing is looking for you. Influence is looking for you. You may not have seen it yet, but don't get discouraged. Keep honoring God, and He promises some of these eventualies are going to track you down. Our beautiful facility, the former Compact Center, is an eventually. It was laid up for us. It had our name on it, and at the right time, it found us. The building was built back in the early 1970s. It was first called the Summit. Then the name was changed to the Compact Center. I believe if you would have peeled back the names when it was built way back then, you would have seen the name Lakewood Church. God had us in mind when it was built. Eventually, God said, "All right, it's time to hand it over." In the same way, there are some eventualities in your future. The great thing is, you don't have to go after them. Just go after God. Keep Him in first place. Live a life of excellence and integrity. God promises these eventualities will find their way into your hands. This is what Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you." Everything you need to fulfill your destiny has already been lined up for you. Now you just have to make pleasing God your highest priority. In other words, before you give in to that temptation, be firm and say, "No, I'm going to please God and walk away. I want to fulfill my destiny. I want to come in to my eventualities." Before you tell that person off, stop and say, "No, I'm going to please God. I'm going to keep my mouth closed." At the office, when they're not treating you right, you feel like slacking off, overcome that attitude. Say, "I'm going to please God and keep being my best. I know I'm not working under people, I'm working under God." You keep living like that, and all the forces of darkness cannot keep you from your destiny. The amazing thing about our church facility is I didn't go after it. It came to me. Twice I tried to buy land to build a new sanctuary, but both times the property was sold out from under us. I thought, we're stuck. There's no more room. There's no way to grow. But one day, out of the blue, an old friend unexpectedly called, said he wanted to talk to me about something. He said, "Joel, the Houston Rockets basketball team is about to move out of the Compact Center. That would be a great facility for Lakewood." When he said that, something came alive on the inside. I never dreamed we could have something that beautiful, that special. It's the premier facility in the fourth largest city in America. It's on the second busiest freeway in the nation. As was true for us, the eventualities God had lined up for you are going to boggle your mind. They're going to be more than you can ask or think. God has not only already arranged them, He's taken it one step further. He's put your name on them. They've already been marked as a part of your divine destiny. What's your part? Worry? Struggle? Try to make it happen? Manipulate this person? Maybe they'll do you a favor? No, you don't have to play up to people. You don't have to beg people. Hope that they'll throw you a crumb here or there. You are not a beggar. You are a child of the Most High God. You have royal blood flowing through your veins. You are wearing a crown of favor. The Creator of the universe has called you, equipped you, empowered you, chosen you. All you have to do is keep honoring God, and the blessings will find you. The right people will show up, the ones who want to help you. The good breaks, the businesses, the contracts will track you down. One phone call, one person whom God has ordained to help you can change the course of your life. How is this going to happen? Is it just through your talent, your ability, your hard work? That's part of it. But the main key is by honoring God. That's what puts you in a position for His blessings to overtake you. That's what makes you a magnet for His favor.